Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans Pants Radio, spay and neuter yourself today.
Hey, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is coming up, and you should come see me host a show called Big Deal, where I yell at comedians and Sans Pants people and almost definitely get injured. It's sort of like the game show equivalent of a game show fire. Grab your tickets from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website or from our own website, sanspantsradio.com/live. Also, if you want to be kept up to date with everything we're doing and have done, then head to the show notes below for a link to our newsletter, where you can get heaps of news, fun articles by Sans Pants people, and hints about upcoming episodes.
Hello and welcome to Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, what would it be like to go into your Spider-Verse?
Let's just do this one more time.
Yep.
So, I'm just your regular man, Peter M. Parker, uh-huh. And I got bitten by a radioactive spider. But it's okay, because it gave me the appetite also of a spider. So I have to now eat insects. But I'm a big man, so now I eat men. But I'm also a good scientist, so I make giant flies, which then attack the city of New York. But that's okay, because now it's a food source and a big problem.
Do you still have the... we'll get to me later, but do you still have the same powers as a regular spider? Can you lift heavy shit?
Look, can a spider lift heavy...
That should never be the answer. Like, do you have the powers of a regular spider? I don't know, I've never tried. What?
Yeah, I just spent all my time eating big flies. Yeah. Can you shoot web?
I have organic web, but it's got to come from, like, an abdomen or, like, the butt or something, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Or
no,
your mouth.
Oh, no.
It all seems like, mouth-based.
No, I've got, like, little... you know those little spiders, like little spindles it has on its, like, butt?
Yeah.
So where my tailbone is... pokes out of there, and it's got two little boys that come out. And like,
are you a hero or a villain?
You remember Dexter?
Yeah,
that for a bit, but okay. Then I made giant flies. So now I'm like,
former cannibal solves food crisis
for himself.
It's such a funny newspaper headline, because immediately you're like, he's making people eat people, but then when you find out he's making people eat flies, I would
Why
think the flies were people.
No,
former cannibal solves food supply issue for himself.
Pretty much.
He makes big flies for him to eat.
Oh yeah, we can't eat big flies.
No.
I mean, you can if you want.
But it won't be good.
It's not
good.
Remember,
you know the feeling is crushing a fly? Imagine that, but in your teeth.
And gooey.
What's a fly's skin feel
so
like?
I'm guessing... So yeah, I guess my teeth have fallen out because I basically have a spider mouth.
Yes.
So you look.
So I look like me, but spider mouth.
So are you just going to turn into Jeff Goldblum's The Fly?
No, like as is now, but just a spider mouth.
In your Spider-Verse, does the Green Goblin have the appetite of a goblin?
Yes.
So he's just a businessman that eats gold.
And Kingpin has the appetite of a king.
Legs of meat.
I like that the lizard is your villain because he eats flies too. It's a food chain issue.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, yeah. Also, I like my kingpin that I just invented. It just screams food. Lamb legs! Ham!
Well, it's actually not a bad idea. That's maybe why I maybe invented the giant fly, because a lot of Spider-Man's villains are
kind of
like insects or bugs.
Scorpion eats flies.
Eats flies. Arachnid eats flies. Lizard eats flies.
Shocker.
Black cat eats flies.
Vulture eats flies. Oh,
Hammerhead.
Vulture's scary
eats
in your
flies.
World. He loves rotten meat.
So, the spider or the animal that gets we all get bitten by, while it's giving us certain powers of the other thing, also gives us the stomach and mouth parts of that thing.
Desired.
So the kingpin has a mouth of a king.
And the stomach of a king. Do you?
Gout. He's got gout. Yeah.
Do you mostly just fight over? Because it doesn't seem like you're stopping crime. It doesn't seem like you're the kind of Spider-Man that's out there to stop crime happening.
No, it's more of a food-based or food shortage-based villain.
Does the kingpin still do crime in this Spider-Verse, or does he just rule New York?
I behead cunts! And I'm rude now!
Your face made that.
Absolutely.
Just telling you now, listeners, you missed out.
The fact that you're only getting 50% of the equation is a true tragedy.
Fetch me lamb!
I think it's more...
I guess here's my question.
Yeah.
So say Kingpin has arrived on the scene, and he's like...
Guillotine!
Are you going to stop that?
I will behead the Statue of Liberty for crimes against me.
Yeah. I think it's kind of like an old-timey
Where is
king
that accent coming
insane.
From?
but he isn't one of the ruling classes, so he does write the rules and the law. So maybe I'm just fighting for the little guy.
Kingpin bitten by a radioactive king.
I'm still your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, just with the appetite of an actual spider.
But you said you're a big guy. So are you like a muscly Spider-Man?
Big guy. I didn't say a big
Yeah, you said you're a big boy, so you can have big flies. That's what your exact words.
Yeah, well, I am a man, so I can't just eat little tiny flies.
You are bigger than a spider.
I have to have big fly. Fly for big mouth.
That's true. Hang on, how big a fly are we talking about? Because I may have been imagining too big.
Yeah, see, I was imagining man size.
Yeah, I was...
I was imagining roughly the size of an elephant.
Okay, so. Too big... Dusha, kind of on the right size. I was imagining the size of a big Labrador.
But
that's a lot of food.
Yeah.
Are you, you know how...
I guess flies are pretty big, like, in comparison. I mean, like, a burger versus a man size.
Mm.
When you compare that to a spider and a fly size.
Depending on the size ratio, of the spider. What kind of spider you're thinking of?
Just a spider.
Yeah.
Generic
just
spider.
Just a generic, of course.
No, I see what you're saying. A spider to a fly is a burger to a man.
No, except a burger to a man ratio is far greater. Like, there is far less burger than man.
But but flies. It's like burgers were the size of our head.
Yeah.
So basically, you would have to make flies the size of your head. Would you use them in combat? Would that be part of your Spider-Man getup?
Do you use burgers in combat?
No, but
my
powers
playing with your food. That's weird.
My powers don't revolve around eating burgers. If I got superpowers that revolved around burgers,
if Jughead came and beat you,
and I used my scientific mind to engineer alive burgers, you bet your ass I'd use them in fighting crime. Because why would you not? Because I was wondering if you'd use them like Spider-Man uses his little spider bots. You know, like Spider-Man always has little spider bots that, I don't know, could be a way you could use your... You got them anyway.
They're around anyway. I have made them. I figured I would have unleashed them into
But they attack the city.
I get. Would they attack? I mean, they are giant.
You
flies.
Did announce that they do attack. You said that you unleashed them on New York.
I did.
You sound like a villain.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your outfit?
Yeah. Well, I imagine quite similar to the Spider-Man outfit.
Yeah.
But with like the mouth bit and like the nose bit cut away to reveal my spider mouth. And I assumed my name was Spider Mouth.
Oh, that's a great
name. I don't
really
have the ability to have a secret identity unless there are
you
jobs
always
which
wear
enable
a mask.
Me to have like Like a lower mask on?
Yeah, just become a
doctor.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking of. That's so high profile. Become a doctor who's always scared of germs. But if you have a spider mouth, does your voice sound weird?
A lot of clicks and clacks.
Yeah.
So yeah, I wouldn't have teeth. I wouldn't have a tongue. What does a spider mouth include? A proboscis?
It's your power.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, what is an actual spider mouth?
I can imagine the fangs, but I've never looked under them.
Yeah.
Wait, what no, you just have fangs, right? Because don't spiders suck the guts out
that's
of
what
flies?
I mean. They suck the guts out. So what is that?
So you got
entail?
Two proboscises, right? That are also your chompers. Are you poisonous?
Mouth. Well, I assume, yeah, because if I'm eating... Yeah.
Just checking. Just I want to get
Oh, this is okay. Why is there an image of someone with a spider in their mouth?
Oh, that rolls. Crunch, crunch, baby. That's what it's all about.
Hell yeah, I got the same picture.
Yeah, I figure, because again, I'm getting a lot of the anatomy of a spider. So yeah. I'm assuming I'd
get... It looks like that.
Yeah.
Your mouth is fat.
So I'd have, like,
it looks kind of like...
Eight eyes.
Yeah, okay. So you're getting more spidery by the second.
I reckon getting like a bit more spidery. Covered like in that fine fur that all spiders have. That's a good power to have where I rub my legs together and it chokes people.
So just to quickly describe a spider mouth, it looks kind of like a horrible mix between a gaping vagina.
Yes.
And a bit anus-y.
Yes.
But then also has fangs.
So yeah. Fanged, gaped genitals.
Well, I figure what I have, right, is, and also like...
It's pink on the inside,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So spider mouth, spider eyes.
Yeah.
So kind of like man spider.
Okay.
But a little bit more man than spider.
It's like a neat man spider.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because so man like, spider's
I have
messy.
The normal eyes that I have, which might be human eyes, but then like as a crown around me so I can cover them with hair or a nice headband.
Growing hair over your eyes is wrong.
Don't have hairy eyes. You're a freak.
I have the hair, like the eyes in the side of my head, but I just grow my hair long so it covers them okay. So that when I need to be out there, like, you know, spider mouthing it up, I can kind of like
tie it back
and reveal my
Dude, why is the side of your head always wet? Oh, it's just tears from where the hair touches my side eyes.
Yes.
I'm always crying yes. out of the side of my head.
It's very you know irritating. How it is.
It's
quite sore.
Like, oh no, a crime, and tying your hair back in a ponytail and all of your ring eyes are just red from crying. Conjunctivitis.
Yes.
Cool.
What else they have? Okay, that's cool.
So it's kind of like when the spider bit you, it conferred way more spideriness to the point where they're kind of not powers, they're more hindrances. What's your relationship with MJ?
Frightening. I'm right.
Frightening. So it exists. MJ fears you. You're in love, but MJ's confused and not happy.
You got to find someone, you know, who might enjoy, like an arachno enthusiast.
That lady in that photo that's eating the spider.
Yeah. So someone who's like into spiders, but maybe a bit too much.
Yeah,
I gotta find someone whose fetish is spiders, and I just don't feel that as MJ's.
No.
Well, then I'd feel if I was with someone who was with me because I was more spider than man.
Love.
It feels like they're fetishizing who I am.
Because you're Peter Parker. Because you're not Joe Zammit. You're Peter Parker. So you're Peter Parker who goes to the thing. You're already in love with MJ or Gwen. Either way, you become Spider Mouth. And then you got to go back to high school. Like,
Good luck.
Look, I reckon homeschooled.
Yeah, how's Aunt May? Because these are things we got to figure out about each of our Spider-Verse.
Yeah. Okay, so
costume, like... name, relationship with MJ, relationship with Aunt May, Uncle Ben's situation.
Yes. All right, fair enough. All right, so
and villains.
So costume-wise, so I figure like very similar to the Spider-Man costume, but like exposed so it shows my mouth and maybe little like places I can kind of see out of. Has to have a hole in the back where my little spinets are, so that I can swing from building to building. Now, the symbol of the Spider-Man is usually a spider.
Yes.
But I figure this might be kind of like a spider gobbling up a fly.
That sends a scary message to your villains. Can I try and imagine your mask? Because it sounds insane. So we've got your head like this. Terrible drawing of my head.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You have a band. You have like a skull cap of Spider-Man to keep your eyes Is that what your mask looks like?
Yeah, kind of like a luchador mask.
Yeah, but with a weird... Is it like that? Draw your mask, I'm so confused.
I hate it.
He's got too much open space. How does it not fall off? Oh, plus he's got a ponytail on top of that.
Yeah.
So you would really just need... Oh, God, I can't... It's like trying to imagine a fucking... It's an Escher mask. I can't physically picture it with my mind. Also, what's a spider's stomach situation? Because you've got that as well. Like, do you have a big belly? What's a spider's belly? Would that... How does a spider shit?
Good question. How does a spider
Does the fly become the web? I know so little about spiders.
Spiders. Because again, Spider-Man currently has, like, where there's a white patch where his eyes are.
Yeah.
So that'll just have to extend all the way around.
Oh, okay.
But there would be an opening up where my hair and long flowing ponytail would be, and, like, opens up where that big gaping more of a spider mouth is.
Let's see.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. You look like a Rob Liefeld character.
Oh, yeah! No.
You've got like a Rob Liefeld mask on, and that's fucking great.
I hate it.
Okay, I'm looking at a spider anatomy right now. Oh, the spinners are below the anus. All right.
In your gooch.
In my gooch is a spinet.
That means you're Spider-Man. Your suit has to have a gooch hole.
I have to use a lot of tape to, like, tape back my balls.
Imagine, like, going into
Wait,
a pub.
What do spider dicks look like?
Oh, no. Sam.
Oh, no.
I'm just imagining going into the toilet and seeing Zamet, and he's accidentally just wearing civilian clothes shot off web, shoveling web out of his underwear into a toilet and being like, I don't know what I'm seeing. I must be going.
So, you got venom canal, so that'll be in the whole mouth situation, yeah. So I can bite and paralyze people.
Okay.
I think I'm more like a vigilante.
Yeah, like you seem a, like
more
a brutal of a, Spider-Man.
More of a brutal Spider-Man. Look, he's made giant flies to try and eat, and like not people. But like, you know, if Kingpin is a bit of a dickhead,
Kingpin
I guess he got
eats more lamb.
Yeah, so maybe a lot of my villains might be eaten.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like you're on a path of consumption.
Yeah, look, I can't quite see spider dick. I know there is a spider that loses its dick, but I don't
hopefully that's
be
not
that
you.
Spider.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's unpleasant. You've basically just your Spider-Verse spider.
Oh, hang on.
Spy soda. They are usually
in that they do not transfer sperm directly, for example, via penis. Instead, the male transfers it to specialized structures, palpal bulbs on the pedipalpus, and then meander about to search for a mate.
I don't want to see you nude.
Me
ever.
Holding my cummies, being like, who wants some?
Hey,
I'm horny as shit. These cummies gotta go somewhere. Mary Jane, have these cummies.
I hope Kingpin these are kills for you. Basically.
Kingpin's like, yeah, look, I know that
I have the powers of a king, but
a king with a gun.
Alright, so let's see. Alright, so relationship with either Gwen Stacy
or MJ.
Okay, so I have, but they also like they love me. They love me before I became Spider-Man.
MJ, Gwen Stacy certainly does. She's crushing hard on Petey.
A lot of the time. So like she might take pity and be like, "Oh, you're gross."
I can see Gwen being the kind of person that's like, "I gotta cure you."
Yeah,
and you're like, "I love eating flies and holding my commies in my hand."
Or it's like she might be kind of like okay. She might be the one to assist and help initially to be like okay. If you need to eat people, let's try and find the people for you to eat.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Gwen says he's like, I'll help you murder. That's
fine.
Cool.
Yeah.
What about your relationship with Aunt May?
She's always going to be wondering. I guess I just become a, you know, well, Peter Parker has become a germaphobe.
Yeah.
With long hair. So I'm guessing, well, I guess he doesn't like germs and is into metal.
Yeah, you got to kind of sort of scuttle away to the basement, grow your hair long and be afraid of germs.
Or like whenever she does washing, he's just like, why is there so much web in his underwear? I imagine only wearing tidy whities as well.
Oh, no. Yeah, but me too. And I imagine you sleep in like long johns that have a hole in the
gooch. No, okay, yeah, because I have a lot of hair on my legs and I need to rub that off. So my legs need to be very bare.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to be wearing maybe boots and then booty shorts with a hole where the perineum is.
Mm, and tape to tape back your balls.
And tape back my cock and balls.
But yeah.
All right, so I'm assuming we're living the world of Into the Spider-Verse. So what were you doing the moment Kingpin set off the machine? It's great if you were delivering your cummies and then you pop up in New York.
Whoop! Okay.
Who wants them?
Who's this? Well, so what happened to Uncle Ben?
Oh, yeah.
So I couldn't become a wrestler.
Oh, no, it doesn't need to be Uncle Ben, because into the Spider-Verse...
Oh, that's true. I need to have lost someone special to me. Well, I guess Gwen is a good...
Yeah.
Unfortunately, like, you know, someone... like, because I... maybe that's what's that called? When, like, an instigating incident?
Yeah, yeah.
When, like, you know, it's like, ah, yes. Well, with Gwen dying, like, she was my moral compass.
And now that, like, she's gone.
Your moral compass.
Yes, I said that wrong.
It's his spider mouth. He pronounces... compass. He pronounces as R. So he should be saying commies.
What's my commies?
Is that man referring to communists? Oh no, his spider kid.
What's that? Oh right. Boy. So yeah, my moral compass would be would be Gwen Stacy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She'd be like, okay, and then I guess Green Goblin, who
has the appetite of a goblin.
I love gold.
Golden women.
He's basically gold member.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing, unfortunately, Gwen died in that attack. I might be 8 Green Goblin.
Yep.
And then I was like, maybe then went on like a bit of a bender eating people,
mm-hmm.
realizing that I probably shouldn't have. And then that's when I created the giant fly menace. So now, which also kind of works nice with J. Jonah Jameson and the Daily Bugle, is because...
You are a menace.
No, I'm not a menace. Because the flies are the menace, I'm cleaning them up after cleaning up the city. So really, to be like, that fly menace, thank God we have Spider-Mouth getting rid of them.
Thank God we have Spider-Mouth out there to eat crime.
It's... Solving crime by eating it is pretty good.
Well, it's less of a solving crime and just solving an ecological disaster.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah.
All right, here's a word from our sponsor.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Also, this Melbourne International Comedy Festival, I'm hosting a sweet little game show called Big Deal, and if you don't come see it, I'll put myself in the sea. Grab your tickets from sanspantsradio.com/live. Okay, let's do this one more time. My name is Spider J. Parker, because I forgot Peter Parker's first name. My name is Spider J. Parker, and once...
Bitten by a radioactive beetle.
No, on a routine field trip where Oscorp was radiating spiders, instead of the spider biting me, I bit it. And it got all the powers of a me, and I got sick. So.
Okay. So do you...
My name is just Jackson. Okay. Oh, sorry, Spider Parker.
I imagine it's like spelt with a Y as well.
Yeah, Spider Parker. So my name is Spider Parker. My costume is my clothes. But okay. the spider, whose name should just be Spider, what happens if a spider gets bitten by a man?
They're usually killed, 'cause the spider's little.
It's a radioactive spider, man. I don't understand the rules.
I don't think you can have a bite mark on a spider. I think that would just kill it.
What if I bit off one of its legs?
Are you biting it or are you crunching down?
Why are you biting it?
Because it lands on my arm and I'm like, ah!
Does it bite? Okay, how about... All right, so does it get your tongue?
Yeah.
Okay, let's say... Okay.
You licked it like a toad.
You bit, like, you went to bite it, but it, like, bit your tongue, but rather than it infecting you, you infected it.
Yeah.
So rather than, like, injecting its poison, there was, like, this weird, system that happened.
It's like, the classic scene in any Spider-Man movie where you see the Spider-Man powers going into Peter Parker's body.
Yeah.
But instead, they went backwards.
Yeah, like, the spider kind of sucks rather than pumps.
Yeah, and so it's got all the powers of me and is slowly taking over my life.
Okay.
He's taking over your life.
Yeah. All right. Yes. Well, first things first.
Because it looks like me.
Okay.
How big is it?
Initially, the size of a human being, but maybe the size of a spider. The size of a spider, but growing every day.
Because I initially thought it was just going to be like a spider, how Peter Parker got the powers of a spider. The spider would slowly get powers of a man.
Yeah.
So it would be already the powers of said spider, but it would start growing things like it would get a tongue and
absolutely. But it's transforming into a human being.
It would have eyes.
It's transforming into me again, but I'm very sick because it bit me and I bit it and it got poison in me and now I'm dying.
All right, so you're just dying and it is slowly just becoming you to a point where you die.
Yes.
It becomes you. It pushes you into a sewer, never to be found, but no one's looking.
Can I revise? Can I revise?
Yeah, of course.
Slowly,
retconning. I don't know.
Slowly, as it, it's issue 10. Nobody loved it, so we're going back. Slowly, as it's becoming me, I'm becoming it.
All right, perfect.
But your only ailments are that you're sick.
Yeah, no, I've changed that. That's the retcon. Slowly, I'm becoming a little spider, and it's becoming a big me.
All right.
Why did we get the one that's turning into a spider and not the one that's turning into you?
Well, you do get the one that's turning into me. What?
Which spider is...
They're both the Spider-Man.
Yeah, but which one's coming...
Which one's coming in into the...
Which one are we talking...
Both! You're getting both!
Who's Spider-J Parker?
I'm Spider-J Parker, and that's Parker-J Spider.
So, the spider that got bit, he took the name Parker.
Parker J. Spider.
Yeah. Okay. We met and sorted it out.
Is there a point where it stops?
No, I have to assume when the Into the Spider-Verse happens.
Yes.
We've midpoint.
Reached an accord. We're at the middle.
Okay.
Which means that there's two identical looking people that have most of the traits of a spider, but are little.
They have the same. All right, so they've got the same. They look exactly the same, but one has the thoughts, memories, and emotions of a man.
And one has the thoughts, memories, and emotions of a spider.
But they have the same ability to express those.
Yes.
Yeah. Both can discuss what it was like to be a man. One because he is a man, and one because he's become a man.
One, they can discuss what it was like being a spider. Terrifying. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Slowly, I am afraid that one day I will become a spider, and I don't know what Parker J. Spider will become.
Yes.
So, names obviously don't change. I'm not.
You can't say obviously don't change after you've just changed Parker's name.
As in, I don't. Okay, yeah, Spider J Parker and Parker J Spider.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Costume is just our clothes because we don't fight crime. We're going to deal with this problem ourselves. Slowly, as Parker J. Spider becomes more and more sentient, I have to explain to it what happened. I have to be like, buddy, I'm so sorry.
So his brain is becoming more evolved and becoming more manlike, whereas your brain is
becoming more
devolved and spider-like.
Over time, yes.
Yeah.
What? Does a spider have a brain?
A spider's probably got something to think with.
Yeah, it's got a brain.
Yeah.
It's behind its mouth.
Just like mine is slowly lowering to be. And that spider and Parker J. Spider's brain.
You know what's
brain,
good?
Yeah?
They have exoskeletons. You have a skeleton.
I'm getting hard on my skin.
Can I make a little amendment to spider mouth? You know, because how spiders are kind of in two parts?
Mm?
Can, like, where I have my stomach, it kind of gets tapered in.
Oh.
Almost like I'm wearing a consistent corset.
That's great and gross to imagine.
Anyway, continue.
All of the hair on my body is becoming spindly like spider hair, but Parker J. Spider is slowly becoming more and more, more and more human, so his hair's getting softer. My relationship with MJ or Gwen Stacy is non-existent because I have bigger things to deal with. There is way more going on in my life. I do not need romance right now. After I slowly discover that Parker J. Spider is becoming more like me and I'm becoming more like... Wait.
Yes.
I assume I'm going to get lost as to which one I am.
You're Spider J. Parker.
But that's also a risk for Spider J. Parker.
That's
which
true.
One's the real him?
Mm. No, he'll know because he'll be like, ah, yes, I'm becoming more manlike. I was once a spider.
Yes.
You were like, you would have no thoughts because you're like, I am a spider. I need to be in a web.
You're
going to
have
flies.
A spider wife.
Yeah. I'm a spider. Yeah, that's true. So MJ's like,
MJ's going to end up dating Parker yeah. J. Spider.
Because but that's good. Parker J. Spider gets MJ and Spider J. Parker can get Mary Jane.
Imagine his first sexual encounter.
Wait, how? Hang
wait.
On. Wait.
Gwen Stacy what? And MJ is what
no,
I meant.
Because... Again, one of you is an actual spider. Because what's going to happen... Okay, apart from Into the Spider-Verse, where you get this like weird mutant where there's like two of you who are like half-transformed, when you go back, at the like after maybe a year, it's just going to be a man and a spider. So true. The man is going to be like, okay, cool. Well, I know that as a spider who has taken over this man's life and is now a fully functional man with no abilities, I'm a little dumpy, great. Maybe... I'll maybe try and exercise more to fight, but whatever. Either way, I'm going to get a glass, like an aquarium type thing, and just kind of put that what was once a man and is now a spider in there.
My life's
so I'm
hell.
So I can look after it because I know what it's like to be that person. He has no thoughts. He is a spider. He has spider thoughts.
What if you bite him? Do you swap back?
Yeah, I've got to just as I'm dying, I've got to try and bite him so that I can continually swap. Relationship with Aunt May.
You like continually swap, like you're going to do it again once you're a man. You're like, oh, I miss being a spider, having no thoughts.
I bite the spider again, like for the same reason I did the first time. Lands on my arm. Oh,
well,
no.
I think a good move.
That's
would
how
be
I got into this mess.
The two of you take a year long gap year somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, to sort out our problems?
Yeah.
So you can explain your life to him as he becomes you.
I'll be like, right, here's the deal. My name is Spider J. Parker. I go to high school. I eat anything that lands on me. That's my first response.
Does he gain your memories?
No.
So
he just looks
so
like
so we
you.
Have... when he becomes you...
Yeah.
Does he... Like, what age is as you are now?
Well, see, initially I assumed when he became me, he would retain the thoughts of a spider, and I would retain the thoughts of a man, but
oh,
as a spider.
Oh, okay, that's great. So he has... Does he have spider brain, or does he have man brain?
He has spider brain for the body of a man, and I have man brain for the body of a spider.
He's going to cause so much havoc.
I'm running up
and
to...
he's going... He'd love my universe, because there'd be giant flies.
But he wouldn't be able to get him.
I'm going to die wouldn't. Because I'm going to go up to Mary Jane and I'm going to try and ask for help by putting my little spider arms up and she'll just squash me with a book.
And Parker J. Spider is going to get shot by cops.
Basically, you're going to Charlotte Web this. You're just going to write messages in your web.
Some pig. Why is Parker J. Spider getting shot by cops?
If you think about a man with a spider's brain who only wants to eat things and have a web and fuck.
Yeah.
No, he's just holding his cummies.
He just jizzes in his hands and holds it up.
He's, look, he's getting a cat team responded and he's going into a mental treatment
yeah,
facility.
Yeah, you're right.
But the trick will be on the asylum because no one can fix that.
Because he's like, he's not eating. We've done some scans. He has what
That'd
we like to call in the business a spider brain.
So what is your name?
Depends what spider it is, because if it's super territorial, oh, that's going to be a punchy spider.
I hope it's a funnel web and he just digs a hole.
Runs at people with his arms, fists up.
And spits on them. And I'm down there, a little spider.
Tries to extend its
about
fangs.
To get eaten by a bird.
And you're like, yeah, buddy. Ah!
Not so easy, is it? Got by a crow. Relationship with Aunt May. She thinks her son has died.
You're not her son.
No, she just thinks her son is the, well, her, son, her nephew
she thinks
is
something's
the brain
very
of
wrong
a spider.
With her son.
Ever since he got bit by that spider, he's become an idiot.
Poor Spider J. Parker.
Parker J. Spider.
That's all he can say.
Just his name, but very upset.
Okay, so also presumably I live in a world where all of my villains are having the same thing. So Green Goblin, Norman Osborn, bitter goblin
that landed on his shoulder.
And that little goblin is becoming more like Norman.
He's becoming
Osborn.
More of a businessman with a goblin.
That means
brain.
You have a lizard. He's becoming a man lizard.
The lizard's gonna. He's already kind of there. That's good. Kingpin bit by a king. Slowly,
he bites a king.
He bites a king, and slowly the king becomes a king.
Kingpin becomes a king.
Because the kingpin's Kingpin. Already a king. He's just becoming a king again. That's fine. That's kind of neutral. What's happening over there is not really a problem. None of it's really my problem. In fact, there's probably no crime in my Spider-Verse
because everyone's just dealing with their own thing. Because now it's not like you don't have a person look like Kurt Connors, but with a brain of a lizard.
Yeah. So
scuttling and hiding from things.
But it's great to imagine any battle with supervillains in my Spider-Verse because it's just like a wildlife documentary. That's just the lizard
spider
walking up to this lizard J. Connors walking up to Spider Parker J. Spider and just eating him. Because that's just, you know, lizards eat spiders.
It depends how high up, like, the battle takes place. Yeah. Like, is it the humans becoming the thing and how much have they actually turned? Or is it vice versa and how much have they turned? Like, if you're 3/4 of the way through the transformation and it's Parker J. Spider versus Lizard Connor.
Connor J. Lizard.
Connor J. Lizard. Yeah. And they're both, like, 3/4 of the way to the man. Then it's...
That's true. Well, that's just two people meeting in the street.
Well, Connor's J. Lizard probably has a better chance of survival than Parker J. Spider.
Yeah.
Because the lizard can just eat things.
Oh, that's true.
The spider trapped in your body, it doesn't know how to eat.
Oh, that's so sad.
Oh, imagine pooping.
It doesn't know what's going on. It's just going to bite a fly and then keep it on its teeth and hope. It's going to be like it just can't suck the goods out.
What is like... Would it see like someone in like a fly costume? Is that even a common occurrence?
When's the last time you saw someone in a fly costume?
I've seen it once and it was terrifying.
I'm just a big fan of Vulture swooping down and picking up Parker J. Spider.
Swooping down? You mean falling, crashing into the pavement.
Old man jumps off building. Thought he was a vulture.
It'd be like an Asala, an Arkham situation where a lot of people would, basically, a lot of the doctors and psychologists and psychiatrists, but there are a lot of people who think they are animals.
Yeah.
And there is one person who thinks they're a mythical goblin.
And that like goblin that runs the...
Norman Osborn kind of like squatting, being like, nah, gold! Give me gold!
Perfect.
Yeah.
You've created something truly awful.
So I assume when Into the Spider-Verse happens...
When Into the Spider-Verse happens...
We just get you, but with a spider brain.
Yeah.
Well, it's like two of you that are half-man, half-spider. One has a spider brain and one does not.
I like to think they got me as I'm trying to nut it out one last time with Parker J. Spider. But I'm like a spider with a man's head. And he's like a man with a spider's head. And I'm like, please, my time is short. Let me bite you. And then, whoa, sucked into the goo. Uncle Ben situation. I feel like my life is tragic enough that if my Uncle Ben died, I wouldn't notice. Like if Aunt May was like, hey, Spider J. Parker, Uncle Ben, he was shot today. And I'm like, who cares, Aunt May? I'm slowly becoming a spider.
Who's Aunt Uncle Ben?
Who's Aunt Ben? What are you saying?
You know what? Don't worry about it. I got bigger things to worry about.
Because you're not going and becoming a wrestler or whatever, you know, you're not really there to stop the criminal, but also Uncle Ben's not there looking for you. So it kind of, he might be alive.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe Uncle Ben's just fine. It's just...
He just hates his weird nephew.
He's just like, I wish my nephew didn't have a spider for a head.
And J. Jonah Jameson just doesn't know what's going on. He's like, there is a spider menace, but...
But there's also a lizard menace, and there's a goblin
menace. There's a lot
menace.
Of menaces in this
Front
city.
Page of the Daily Bugle just says, what the fuck is wrong with this town?
I hate this.
Stop biting animals.
you dogs.
So yeah, that's Spider J. Parker and Parker J. Spider.
So let's go through this one last time. My name is Joel Dusha. My best friend was bit on the balls by a spider and it killed him, and I'm suffering a real tragic loss, so I just keep dressing up as him and pretending I have spider powers to cope with the loss.
All right.
Why did you have to specify balls?
Apparently it turns out if he had been bitten on the neck or arm or something normal, he would have lived and had spider powers, but unfortunately he had his balls out.
He's had his balls that get bitten. Those testicles are full of spider powers. Give us them.
I just like to imagine the two of you in Oscorp walking through and your mate pulls out his balls. He's like, hey, Dusha. You're like, dude, put him away. Ah! A spider landed on them. Dude, what are the odds?
He starts vomiting and just dies.
Oh my God, I gotta dress up like a Spider-Man.
Do you dress up like a Spider-Man or dress up like your friend?
What do you mean? He never got powers, so we never got a costume. You don't. You're dressing up. You created a Spider-Man
as a coping mechanism.
You're like, this is what he would have looked like
if he got powers, but he didn't because he's dead.
Did you read a comic of Spider-Man?
Or you're like, man, if only instead of dying, he'd gotten spider powers.
It's the second one. Spider-Man comics don't exist in my universe.
Okay. So what is your name?
Joel. Peter Parker.
That was your friend.
Yes.
Your friend was Peter Parker. So you dress up in a Spider-Man costume and say, I'm Peter Parker.
I got bit by a spider and now I'm powerful.
A spider bit me on the balls.
Okay. So what powers do you have?
Yeah. Well, I've got none.
Ah.
But I say that I can fight like a spider and bite like a spider.
Okay. So do you fight and bite like a spider?
I try.
Okay. You're getting shot by a cop.
They missed.
Is your symbol a spider biting balls? Does everybody say you stop a mugging and you're like, a spider bit me on the balls? And you just carry on.
Wow, I'm powerful.
Or is this basically all your villains? It's they are bit on the balls or gine by whatever is...
Their friend is bitten on the balls or gine by whatever they represent
and
then die.
No, because you're not Peter Parker. So Kurt Connor's good friend, I don't know, Jacob Smith is there and they're like, oh, Kurt, it's nice to... What? A lizard just bit your balls!
Don't take out your balls at the lizard enclosure.
I guess I gotta pretend to be a lizard to honor my good friend.
What if this had resulted in him getting powerless? So, that would have been cool.
So the lizard dresses up like a cosplays as a giant lizard.
Yes.
All right, okay, cool. But that's Jacob Smith.
Yes, not Kurt Connors, who is dead from the lizard bite to the balls.
Norman Osborn's good friend.
Dude, don't take out your balls at this
goblin museum.
Then a goblin...
Oh no, the exhibits were real!
And a goblin bit me on the balls, it's not in the museum!
Oh no.
I gotta dress up like a goblin!
Oh no, hey, look at me, I'm Joel Zammett, best friends with whoever the rhino is!
Dude!
Oh, look, we're gonna go visit the rhino exhibit! Why you got your ball? Oh no, that rhino bit him on the nads!
Hi, Jackson Bailey, best friends with the kingpin! Oh no, don't take your balls out of this medieval face! Bit on the balls, and now I gotta dress up like a king.
I like we've just fundamentally misunderstood Kingpin's character and keep saying he's got king powers.
Sure have.
The idea of a king at a medieval fair biting a man on the balls because he's got his balls out is good.
I'm just imagining he's eating, he's not paying attention to what he's eating. I thought it was a chicken drumstick.
You basically created cosplay.
Yeah, but cosplay where people are fighting each other.
And people have been bitten on the balls.
Angry testicle-based cosplay.
Okay, so let's go through it. Name, Peter Parker.
Yes.
Costume. What's your costume look like?
Well,
is it a terrible Spider-Man costume?
But he doesn't know what Spider-Man looks like.
Good point.
What would you design a costume?
I've got to put a
Joel
paper
Dusha,
here.
No idea what a spider costume like a Spider-Man costume
looks
like.
Well, I gotta protect my face, so...
Yeah. But also, he's paying homage to his friend.
Yeah, to his dead friend,
his
Peter
dead
Parker.
Friend, who, for some reason, he's just remembering that he had his balls bit. Would you like how Christians wear a crucifix? Would you wear balls?
A couple of balls.
A gold ball on your neck.
A couple of balls to show the world what happened.
Yeah. Maybe with like a spider dangling off them.
What's that costume? You got to cover your face so people don't know you. No, but you're telling people who you are.
No, he's telling them that he's Peter Parker.
Oh, that's true.
Wow, Peter Parker's back from the dead.
Peter Parker's back from the dead, and he's wearing a costume that commemorates his death.
And he looks an awful lot like his good friend, Joel Tucher. Poor boy, he's going through a lot.
So, I assume that, like, whilst I declared that the Spider-Man comics don't exist,
yeah,
that maybe DC comics do, and then all of their masks are just strips of felt across their face.
So Zorro exists in your universe.
Yeah, Zorro exists.
Or the turtles.
So it's just...
a ninja turtle exists. Because you've just drawn a ninja turtle. Well done for recreating the ninja turtles.
Ninja turtle, but a man, is your Spider-Man.
But what's it saying?
He says in a speech bubble, I got bit on my ball. So, you know what? Fair call. Fair's fair, that's a good Spider-Man outfit. All right.
And that's a good Spider-Man catchphrase.
Okay, what's your relationship with MJ / Gwen Stacy?
Who, remember,
who are
one of
them... the partner of the deceased.
Who definitely know that their, crush and nephew died.
Yeah.
Probably not good.
are they like, please stop. He's dead.
This isn't helping anybody.
This is not healthy.
I beat a bug and I got bit on the balls, yes. And I fight like a spider and I bite like a spider.
Do you know how insensitive that is? He died by a spider bite on his nut.
Are you making fun of him?
Why
are you doing?
You were
this
good
is in
friends.
His honor.
You were
I miss
good.
Him.
You were good friends.
I imagine you... bruised and bloody because you cannot fight crime. Anytime you try and stop a mugging, people beat the shit out of you. Arms up all the time. Aunt May also hates you, obviously, because she's like, please stop besmirching the life of my son.
I don't understand.
My nephew.
Why are you insulting him like this? Weren't you good friends? You stayed over at this house a lot. I've cooked you lasagna many a time.
My name's Peter Parker. I got bit on the balls.
All right, so Mary Jane
it's
and
great that you must...
May. Just consoling each other, crying.
You must just run through the city.
Yep.
You don't...
I drive.
Yelling out the car. I beat a bucket, I got bit of the ball.
So I imagine you with your hands up at all times. So, like, driving with your knees, having a sunroof, arms above
my
that.
Arms through the sunroof.
It's easy to also imagine you poking your head out the driver's side window and slamming the wall, the door of your car, just to get some percussion in that. I beat a bucket, I was bit in the balls.
Fight like a spider, bite like a spider.
All right, your Uncle Ben situation?
He left.
It wasn't that bad for you, though.
No, he was just sad, I guess.
I can just imagine him maybe, like, threatening you a lot.
Yeah,
like, I'm going to do what, you know, look, Aunt May is too nice to do, but you got to fucking stop this out, kid. He's just disrespectful.
I miss my friend, Benjamin, and I will do everything to do what he would have done.
Well, I miss my nephew. He was like a son to me.
Well, if he was like a son to you, you should know that I'm respecting his legacy and doing what he would have done if he survived the spider bite and got spider powers.
Doesn't make any sense. This isn't a movie. This isn't a comic book. This isn't an episode of Zorro. We don't have spider powers. What are you saying?
What about Green Goblin? He's got goblin powers.
His friend got bit by a goblin.
He went down to the Goblin Museum and he got bit on the balls, which we all know is a risk.
He doesn't have powers. He's simply dressing up like you are in a goblin suit, yelling, my name is Norman Osborn. I got bit on the balls by a goblin. What is wrong with you?
Fight like a goblin. Fight like a goblin.
What is wrong with all of you?
What about Kurt Connors, the lizard?
He's dead. It's Kurt Connors' friend, Jacob Smith, also in a lizard costume, also yelling, I got bit on the balls by a lizard.
Fight like a lizard. Fight like a lizard.
So my case is
poor
stands.
Matt Gordon's friend. Yes.
All right. So J. Jonah Jameson would definitely think you were a villain. Yeah. He would be like, you are a menace because you yell at strangers.
All these people are menaces that are yelling about getting bit on the balls.
I'd do an interview, though. J. Jonah Jameson would be like, you're a menace. Come in. I'm like, okay.
Can you please explain?
You'd have, imagine this, J. Jonah Jameson and a round table discussion with, like, MJ, Gwen Stacy, Aunt May, and Uncle Ben, and then there's you, and they're all like, it'd almost be like a...
Like an intervention.
Like an Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Dr. Phil?
Great to imagine that's the moment you get sucked into the Spider-Verse as well. You don't have powers. Fight like a spider! Fight like a spider!
And then they'd probably think I did have powers.
They'd be like, maybe he was Peter Parker with spider powers, come back from the dead. All right.
I'd bring, after we into the Spider-Verse, I'd bring one of the Peter Parkers back with me and be like, tell them that I'm you.
No,
I would. And then
look,
I'd leave.
Peter's dead. You have no powers. You're just in a costume.
That's perfect.
All right. So let's assume that the three of us end up in Miles Morales' universe.
Me holding my commies.
Me, a spider with a man's head and a man with a spider's head. This is what we look like, by the way. I drew a little picture.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
This is a little picture of how things are going.
Not great.
Okay. So how are we going to start? First of all, Kingpin, disappointed. And none of us can train Miles Morales as to how to be Spider-Man.
So the other Spider-Man not coming through?
No, it's just the three of us. That's
all we got. Okay, cool. Here's a quick summary of what happens. We die because we don't make it back to our own universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miles Morales...
Does he at least get old Spider-Man?
What? Spider-Man who, like...
trains Miles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, all right. We'll be when he's like, oh, you think you're the only Spider-Man that arrived? And they go down into that basement. It's just a man with a spider's head holding a spider with a man's head. A grotesque Spider-Man with cummies in his hands.
And me, a guy.
Dressed like a ninja doodle. Don't worry, kid. We'll help you get out. Well, that's not what I would say. We'll be like, I don't care about this. I have problems to solve
it's
right
funny
now.
It's if I keep dressing as a Ninja Turtle after this experience, because now I know what Spider-Man would look like. Also, I've been proven right.
Yeah, that's the craziest bit.
I'm like, if Peter Parker didn't die, he would have become a Spider-Man, and now I'm...
You get legitimate proof that you are the Spider-Man of your universe. Fight like a spider, bite like a spider. So, none of us are great in a fight. So, it comes to the final...
So the final fight, or like...
First we're going to train Miles Morales a little bit. Because they try.
No powers.
Yes. Yeah, but you're confident. Fight like a spider.
Starve? No, I'm eating people. Eating people.
Okay, so maybe we just cause further problems for Miles Morales.
I guess we don't train him. We just have to kind of hope that other Peter does.
Yeah, like, good luck to you, man. Like,
all right, Miles, we got this. Okay, so first off, I'm going to teach you how to go out and, like, you know, on the city, on the prowl for, like, you know, victims. Because I'm hungry. All right, okay, what we're going to do here is we're going to go looking for crime. And there's some delicious crime. I swoop in and kill somebody. Hope it's not his uncle.
Imagine that you kill
his Uncle Ben.
Yeah, Miles Morales.
What's his name? The Prowler. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Aaron something?
Yeah. Imagine though, as we get there, I come in with Parker J. Spider, who has a spider's brain, gets stressed by the bright lights and just runs off the edge and he dies, and I scuttle up to the edge and I'm like, this is not good. I am in a lot of trouble right now. Send me back, Peter Parker! Send me back. I guess he just loses and the Kingpin wins.
Yeah, because it's like we can't do well in that fight, even with Miles Morales and
Peter Parker, Peter OG Parker. There,
they're both gonna die probably.
Yeah, because they need someone.
Like, us against, say, all right, we'll go. Okay, they have who do they have in that? They've got Doc Ock.
Yeah,
how do we fare?
I'm little, but not that little.
True.
I'm not little enough to Ant-Man my way into a costume, but I am small enough to be thrown into a mouth. I don't have a spider's venom, but a human being has bad bacteria in their mouth.
You can bite her tongue.
I could bite her tongue and give her an infection over time.
You could actually just crawl down her esophagus, and because you know what you're doing, block that up.
That's true. I need to breathe out her mouth. I have a human head.
Yes. All right, so I'll huck you in.
Yeah, you huck me the way you huck a cummy into her mouth.
Huck me like you huck a cummy.
Yeah.
You proud of that one?
Very.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, good.
I'll go down her mouth and try and choke her out. She can't get at me with her own claws, so...
She dead.
So... What? Who are we going to kill? Doc Ock, done. Got her.
Who else was that? Who else did he fight?
Scorpion. Is there a third one?
Wait, at the end?
Like, yeah, in the last fight? The final fight.
No, it's just It's just Doc Ock and the machines blowing up or whatever. It's a long hectic.
Miles Morales and Spider-Man, real Spider-Man, can take care of that.
And then I think Kingpin at the... Oh, yeah, and Kingpin takes
Miles Morales will fight Kingpin. That's fine. You two just have to deal... I'm in a mouth.
Well, that kind of is what happens in the film, I think.
Isn't Scorpion there as well?
Yeah.
Who are the villains that we're dealing with?
Yeah, Scorpion's
with?
There.
Because there's five of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Green Goblin, who you don't see after the start of the film. Kingpin, Doc Ock.
Scorpion.
And Prowler.
Yeah. Prowler's not there for that. You two
no,
just have
Prowler's dead at this point.
You just have to fight Scorpion. You, Dusha, your greatest power is your overconfidence.
Hey, idiot! Doc Ock!
Scorpion, we're fighting. Who bit you on the balls? Fight like a spider, bite like a spider. Then you're just going to run at him and hope that works.
Mm-hmm. Distracted enough that I can get in a kill shot.
Well, if you get him distracted, I guess Zammit can just
eat that scorpion.
Eat him up with his gross vagina mouth.
Yep.
And then we save the day, get sent back to our own universes, except I go back as just a spider with a man's head.
And I guess Parker J. Spider's dead.
Yeah, I don't know what that means for me.
Yeah. Exciting.
It's worrying. Yeah.
I mean, just stuck like that. Like, this transformation just stops.
Pauses, and I'm a spider with my head. I like that you're going to come back into the middle of the intervention as it was, like, in the exact middle of it, like nothing's changed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you'd be like, well, I'm right. Look, if your son had, I mean, if I was alive, I mean, there, I am Peter Parker, and I go, Big Boss Man, fuck!
I pick up my chair and just hit Uncle Phil.
And Zammit goes back to his world full of giant flies.
And just eats like a king.
Yep.
Eats like a kingpin.
Well, we solved it easy. Our spider-sonas nailed it. Good job, team.
Yeah, we did better than any of the other spiders ever, frankly, could.
Yeah, I'm happy to say that I am cleverer than a normal spider.
Yeah, me too. Well, not for long. For now.
And on that note, I've been Spider-Mouth.
I've been Spider-J Parker.
And I've been Peter Parker.
Fight like a spider, bite like a spider, baby.
Hell yeah. Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.